4? Yeah, if you don't talk, then I can start talking. This will be 4, 4, and 4. Okay? 4, 4, and 4. Actually, it's just 4 and 4, and then I have 4 announcements. But actually, the 4 and the 4 are related to the 4 announcements. So it's 4, 4, and 4. Are you ready? Okay, 4 verses. Here are 4 verses. Well, maybe 5 verses. But let's start with 4 verses. Oh, no, sorry. It's 4 points in 3 verses plus another verse. So yeah, it's 4 points in 4 verses. So it evens out.
Okay.
These are the 4 verses. Are you ready? These are the 4 verses. 1 Corinthians 6, 12, 10, chapter 10, verse 23, chapter 10, verse 31, and chapter 7, verse 31. Okay, let's read them very quickly. Because it's really for you to think about, and even you take this home with you, maybe in the weekend in the young people's meeting, you can talk about this to see how this applies. Because we could really give like an hour talk on these points. 1 Corinthians 6:12. Let's read that. Try to find it as quickly as possible. Did you find it? Chapter 6, verse 12. Please read, go.
All things are lawful to me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything.
Okay, we talked about, many of you shared about this in your testimonies, when you were applying the matter of the rod, the staff that was thrown to the ground, became a serpent, and you got out of that there are things you can do, but you have to do them differently from the world. Were you touched with that?
Yeah.
Many of us were touched with that. And you have to do it for the Lord, not for yourself. That's really how to do it different. Do it for the Lord, not for yourself. Okay. But this is a kind of an explanation of that. What it says, all things are lawful to me. That means there are not rules that don't do this, don't do that for believers. But there's a principle. What is that? That is, you should only do things that are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. What does profitable mean? That means it's advantageous, not merely convenient. There's a little note on this. If you read the footnote, you'll see more. It's not just that I can do it, so I do it. Why are you doing that? I feel like it. I feel like it means it's convenient. That means you can do it. You have the power to do it, so you do it. Well, it should be higher than that. It's not just that you can do it. It's good to do it. It should be good and worthwhile. Some things are not worthwhile. Little exercise, that's worthwhile. But if you do that for 5 hours, maybe that's not worthwhile. It's only worth 2 hours. Or it's only worth 1 hour. If you go beyond, then it's not advantageous to you anymore. Actually, it becomes a detriment. If Daniel would give me the liberty to use his testimony, since he shared it publicly, I very much appreciate that you told us this testimony. To go that long with anything is not advantageous. I've heard of young people, both especially college students, who played video games straight for 36 hours like that. Especially those, you know, what are those letters? What is that?
MMORPG.
MMORPG. The role-playing games, right? That's fantasy. That's fantasy. That's like becoming someone else. Everybody once in a while likes to become someone else. And then you're, you know, You become, and you know what? It's not only it's not worthwhile, it's the second part of the verse.
Yeah.
All things are lawful to me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. When you're doing that, you cannot stop.
Yeah.
You think about, oh, this is getting a little late, I'm a little tired. But you, something in, isn't it right, takes over. It's like, I can't. At least not until I'm on top. I got to go out on top. And something inside you just, it takes over. Now, this could be with anything. This could be with anything. So as a Christian, as a believer, here's the test. Can you walk away from that? Mm-hmm. Can you put it down? Can you put it down and walk away? If you can't put it down and walk away and not think about it, our brother just talked about drama. You're talking about watching something like on the television. Oh, wow. There's a couple of things in the past I get into and I just... And then you break away, but you're just like you're doing what you got to do, but then you get right back to it. And you know, season one, season two, season three. You know, there wasn't this kind of stuff when we were kids. You couldn't do that.
No.
There was no way to capture season one. If season one was gone, it was gone forever. Except that now you can get season one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. So I can binge watch now. To make up for all of that. But it's like there's something in you that, and it is that way. Where's my phone? You should do a test this week. You should do a test this week. You should see how long you can go. Turn this off. Turn it off. Just turn it off and leave it there. Can you do that for an hour without getting
withdrawal?
Yeah, what is it?
Withdrawal
symptoms. I like to ask you a question. I just want to know. Is there anyone in this room? Is there anyone in this room who just never turns their phone off, like ever? Could you raise your hand? You just are not in the habit of turning it off. Could you raise your hand? You just always leave it on. Okay. Yeah. So, what? Airplane mode?
No, that doesn't count. Airplane mode doesn't count. No.
Yeah.
Airplane mode means
Yeah. Yeah. How about at least airplane mode? But you never turn. You never even do that. You just never turn it. You always can receive stuff. Yeah. Okay. How about at least when you're trying to spend 10 minutes with the Lord?
Yeah, right.
Just turn it off. Just try it. Just make sure that the off function still works. In case you ever need to turn it on. Just turn it. Just try it for 10 minutes. Or really put it on silent or whatever, airplane mode or whatever. And then see mine, I can put it on silent, but the little blue light goes on.
Ooh.
So when it's sitting there and I'm praying and I... there's a blue light, there's a yellow light, and there's a green light. And they all mean something different. And I know what they all mean. So that I have to just...
Right.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
Of course, it wouldn't work here because I could see the glow. So, you know what I mean? On a hard surface. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, my point is not turn it off, don't turn it off. My point is, might you be under the power of social media?
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible. So, we shouldn't be under the power. And the other verse is what? 10:23. Look at 10:23. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. We should only do things that build up other people. Don't take part in things that other people will be stumbled and bothered when you do them. And then 31. This is like a overall. This is like, let's read that. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And that's a kind of catch-all concerning everything. We should do everything for the glory of God. And then chapter 7, verse 31. I wish we had time. I would read you more of this. In 7:31, actually, this section, it really starts from verse 29. It says, "But this I say, brothers, the time is shortened." That means the time the Lord's coming back is soon. And in verse 31, "And those who use the world as though they did not abuse it." So you can use the world and do some of these things, but don't overdo it. Just don't overdo it. Don't abuse it. Don't abuse it. So those are the four verses and the 4 points. Now the 4 announcements. Here's the first announcement. 43 days. In 43 days from today. 43 days. That's what? That's 6 weeks. We're having our spring conference. The announcement just went out this morning to all the churches from Virginia up through Maine. And saints are coming. Young people are coming from all the churches over the so-called Easter weekend, like we always do. Actually, we've been having this conference for more than 30 years on this date. April 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I'd like you to write down. April 2 to 5. April 2 to 5. Spring conference. Okay, listen. So between now and then, I would like to propose between now and then that we all consider who we can invite to this conference. Especially from all the brothers and sisters who have not been coming so regularly. Aren't we happy that our brother is here?
Yes.
We should consider others. There are others that we hope we can get to this conference. And we hope we can pray for them and invite them to enjoy with us in this conference. It's very possible that in that conference we will be talking about the calling of Moses. We haven't really decided yet. Mm-hmm. And share more, develop this matter even more. Mm-hmm. And I hope that between now and then you would consider those 4 things that we talked about yesterday. Remember the 4 things in the afternoon? What was the first thing? You remember?
Parents.
What was the second thing?
Education.
Number 3? And number 4?
Spiritual
life. And see how you can improve in those 4 areas. Maybe next weekend in the young people's meetings, you can consider this in more detail. Mm-hmm. Another announcement is next Saturday, February 21, we're going to have a gospel meeting in the Brooklyn Meeting Hall, the school that we use for the hall in Brooklyn. If you have any friends, classmates that live in Brooklyn, you should consider to invite them to this gospel meeting. If you need to know where it is, just talk to one of the saints in Brooklyn. And then the following Saturday on the 28th, there'll be a gospel meeting in the Jamaica Hall in Queens. So if there are any friends you're thinking of inviting, live in Queens or Long Island, get them to that gospel meeting. And then for the high school seniors, I hope you all know about this. From July 12 to July 18 will be the National College Training. So is there anybody here who's already registered for the college training? Yes? Okay, National College Training. High school seniors, you will go as incoming freshmen. So this is not done every year. This is like the only time we're doing this. Sorry, juniors. But juniors, next year we will begin the very first ever Northeast College Training.
Amen.
The Northeast College Training. So get yourself ready for that. But for the high school seniors, July 12 to 18, if you didn't know about it, the website is collegetraining.org. collegetraining.org. It will be held in Illinois on the campus of the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. Urbana-Champaign.
Champaign-Urbana.
Okay? God, if you need more information, just talk to one of us.
Okay?